KQED.
At least 42 people have died in the wildfires in and around the North Bay area. Sonoma Sheriff says dozens are still missing. And as time passes, the work of search and recovery is taking on a grimmer tone. And reporter Molly Peterson has one story that illustrates that. And a note, Molly's story contains elements some might find disturbing. Here it is.
An all-volunteer search and rescue team from Alameda County is picking through what's left of the Hopper Lane apartments. A few buildings are untouched, but 72 apartments burned to soft ash. Among the searchers are several dogs. Some are trained to nose out human remains.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Sonoma County Sergeant Dave Thompson oversees this work.
The scope I have never seen, and nobody here has seen this kind of a search effort or disaster zone.
Neither had Hopper Lane's residents. Gaylene Carson said it was 2:30 in the morning when rescuers pounded on her door to make her leave.
It was just red, and it was roaring. It was roaring, and there was a sound. And it was, we'd heard the pop, 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 and I don't know what that was. But I said to my husband, go, go, go. We have to go, go, go.
Across the way, an orange-clad search team moves behind the yellow crime scene tape. They carry buckets and screen boxes with a fine mesh. Responders say cadaver remains tend to be cleared quickly. But now, says Thompson, what this team is looking for is in pieces and scraps.
Basically, what we're finding are small fragments of bone in most of these houses, maybe a vertebrae, maybe a 3-inch piece of femur bone, and it looks exactly like the rest of the rubble in the house, unfortunately. So it is very, very slow searching. It's hard to find, hard to pick up.
Sonoma County detectives sorted through nearly 2,000 missing person reports. Searchers now work where finding remains seems likely, because the missing person is elderly or lacks mobility, because phone calls aren't answered. The work weighs on Thompson. He says in some ways they hope to fail.
We were digging, we were halfway done, and word came in that a neighbor had scooped this lady up on his way out. And when that news reached the search and rescue team, who were on their knees in the dust, in the rubble, a loud roar of clapping and happiness came up, and we moved on to the next one.
Late in the day, that story had repeated here. The missing woman had been found, alive. Thompson and this team are moving on to more sites and hopefully more failures. For the California Report, I'm Molly Peterson in Santa Rosa.